From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi forces shut down access both in and out of Kirkuk Monday as fighting with Kurdish Peshmerga forces grew worse. Popular mobilization units, or PMUs, moved into Kirkuk in the early hours of Monday and continue to fight Kurdish Peshmerga soldiers in the contested oil city, in addition to occupying Kirkuk Airport. By evening, PMU forces had moved to the northern part of the city, and mortars fell as far as 7 kilometers beyond Kirkuk. Peshmerga soldiers manning the last point outside the city, fully controlled by Kurdish authorities, told VOA they were also taking sniper fire and that families that wanted to flee are now trapped inside the city. President Trump says his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the Iran nuclear deal could lead to its total termination. He spoke to reporters Monday, just before he began a meeting with his cabinet at the White House. In remarks that were at times prepared and other times not, the president said a lot of people agreed with what he did in pulling away from the 2015 accord, which Iran reached with the 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council and the European Union. But none of the other parties to the agreement have endorsed the move. The death toll in the Somali capital Mogadishu has topped 300 as rescue teams continue to search for survivors from a massive explosion blamed on Islamist militants. The head of the Mogadishu Ambulance Service tells VOA Somali that 302 people are confirmed dead from the blast. This is VOA News. Analysts say the Somali government must be more vigilant against improvised explosive devices if the country is to avoid similar attacks in the future. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
It's being called the single deadliest attack in Somalia's history. A huge truck bomb that detonated in the middle of a busy Mogadishu intersection on Saturday. Its magnitude stunned a city already well accustomed to deadly bombings by the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab, although no one has yet claimed responsibility. Rashid Abdi, Horn of Africa Project Director for the International Crisis Group, says the horrendous loss of life eclipses anything seen in Somalia in the last 2 decades.
For the next decade, Al-Shabaab will continue to be a threat, and I think they will continue to launch these kind of suicide attacks.
Abdi says that the internal security apparatus in the country needs to be strengthened, but notes that the task cannot be completed in a day. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The man accused of planting 2 bombs in New York, leaving 30 people injured in September last year, was found guilty of all charges Monday. 29-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahimi of Elizabeth, New Jersey, faces a maximum life sentence in prison for charges including counts of using a weapon of mass destruction and bombing a public place. Venezuela's opposition coalition is rejecting the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, in which the ruling Socialist Party won at least 17 of the country's 23 states. The campaign director for the Democratic Union Roundtable called for a full audit of the results and said, "We do not recognize any of the results at this time. We are facing a very serious moment for the country." The opposition had been predicted to take at least half the seats. It won just 5, while the votes were still being counted in eastern Bolivar State on Monday. All entries submitted to the U.S. Diversity Immigrant Visa Program, also known as the Green Card Lottery, between October 3rd and 10th have been lost because of a technical glitch. Individuals who submitted applications during those dates are being told to reapply. Duplicate entries to the program disqualify aspiring immigrants, but a message on the U.S. State Department's website said entries submitted are not valid and have been excluded from the system. They will not count if they're resubmitted. They will not count as a duplicate entry. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.